I'm in New York currently, not in San Francisco. So yes, up until I moved, it did. Now it falls on my other partners. I'm in New York. So when I was at the restaurants, yes, it was part of every day. But that's, you know, we're big on doing daily engagements. You know, you meet up before the shift. We go over stuff. We talk. What do we need to work on? And we try to keep it simple. You know, you don't want to – I feel like meeting with the staff regularly is much more effective than quarterly or whatever. And a lot of people don't take the time to do it. And I feel like you can nip stuff in the bud very quickly when it's just one or two things you want everybody to work on a day versus, okay, we're going to have our quarterly meeting and sit down, and I'm going to just spew at you 50 things that need to be changed and made better. It's a lot easier to say, all right, today, guys, let's just make sure – we're marking our silverware before everything comes out. And that's all I really want you to worry about. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Everybody starts doing it. Great. Tomorrow we can work on something else, you know, but maybe it takes 3 days to get that down or whatever, but you know, that's what you have to do.
So did you ever involve your employees in the, you know, the targets for the month, the profits you're making? What was there transparency or was there apprehension towards transparency?
Yeah, no, we don't really go over – we do talk with our employees about how we're doing in a very, I don't know, general way, but not a very specific way, I guess is the best way I can say that. You know, I don't talk numbers with my employees like, you know, we're down 10,000 or we're up 20,000 or whatever.
Right.
But we will definitely talk about, you know, guys – we're coming into a slower time. We need to focus because just because it's slow doesn't mean we can slack off, you know, or we really try to focus a lot on the upsell, you know, and that's where that training comes back into mind of like, here are the wines. Let's, you know, let's get bottles of wine on the table tonight, not glasses. Let's do that. You know, we don't talk a lot. I don't talk pretty much any numbers with staff.
Why is that? I mean, would you mind sharing?
Because I think as a restaurant person in general, we tend to try to look at the bright side every day. And so I want them to be happy and not, you know, I feel like most of my staff has been with us a long time. They know us, they can tell when we're having a good or bad month, I would say by the way we are. But I also feel like I need them to portray happiness and excitement in what they're doing. And I don't want them stressed about stuff that really isn't their fault. You know, like I don't want them worried in that sense. You know, I mean, for what it's worth, restaurants are, you know, dime a dozen, maybe the wrong way to say it. But, you know, if I go in and 3 weeks in a row, I tell them our sales are down and this and that, I feel like there will also be people that will start to look for possibly another job. Does that mean this place is going to close? Does that mean, you know, and I'm not trying to portray that. You know, just because it might be a bump in the road, we're not at that point. If we were to get to that point, maybe I would have to sit down and say, hey, guys, things have to change. But currently, no, I don't really go over that kind of stuff. I do with my, you know, like I have a couple chefs. Those kind of people I do go over the numbers with, but the, I guess, line level employees, I do not.
Right. Okay. So that was great. So let me now just switch gears really quick here. If you had one wish for your business, what would it be for the restaurants?
I don't know.
Any wish in the world. Any.
Yeah, I know. That's a big question, you know. I don't know. You know, I don't look at it in that sense. Like, there's not one thing that would, like, make it better or worse, you know. I mean, yes. I guess my one wish, if I had enough money that I didn't care about the P&L, God, they'd be a fun place to be, you know.
Right.
But no, you know, I mean, I also feel that my partners and I are very, we kind of do what we think we should do when we think we should do it, and whether that's conventional or not, you know, and if that means we need equipment, we buy it, and if we need to hire more, we do, and if we need to trim staff, we do. So I don't have anything that I sit here and go, I wish we could do that. You know, I feel like if I wish we could do that, we would do that. You know, we'd find a way.
Right.
So, you know, I guess it would be to continue success and continue expansion. You know, that would be what I'd want.